Today's recall vote in Wisconsin isn't just big politically. Historian and author Ken Davis says what we're seeing today is also big historically.
Recall. Usually when we hear that word, we're talking about faulty products, the proverbial lemons.
Today, Ford is recalling three different cars.
Prompting the largest beef recall in U.S. history.
They're an entrapment, suffocation, and fall hazard.
But what happens when people think that their elected leaders are lemons? Then we get a whole different kind of recall. And that's what we're watching in Wisconsin, where they head to the polls today in an effort to recall Governor Scott Walker, largely because of his attacks on public employee unions. Normally, Wisconsin cheeseheads are focused on the Packers or the Badgers. But right now, the big game is the recall. And history says that recalling a duly elected state governor is a rarity, the political equivalent of lightning striking twice. In fact, it has only happened twice. Back in 1921, North Dakota Governor Lynn Frazier was recalled in a dispute over state-owned banks and businesses. Just like Wisconsin today, money and power were the issues.
Get ready for a surprise!
And more than 80 years later, California Governor Gray Davis was recalled in 2003 in an angry revolt over the state's budget, leading to the election of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ever heard of recall?
A recall! Recall!
And far too many jokes about total recall.
For the memory of a lifetime, recall, recall, recall.
The only other recall of a governor that came close was that of Arizona's Evan Meacham in 1988.
I'll tell you what, if a band of homosexuals and a few dissident Democrats can get me out of office, why, heavens, the state deserves what else they can get.
But that effort was short-circuited when he was impeached, convicted, and removed from office before the vote. So why are gubernatorial recalls so rare? State laws have something to do with it. Currently, only 19 states allow the recall of state officials, and the bar for recall is set pretty high. And at the federal level, there is no machinery for recalls. The framers of the Constitution had to figure out how to get rid of elected officials who were corrupt or inept. Benjamin Franklin feared that assassination would be the only recourse unless the convention produced a better plan.
Move your little finger and you can change the world.
And that's why the Constitution provides for impeachment. But even there, lightning only struck twice, with the House impeaching two presidents, Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton.
I did not have sexual relations with Ms. Lewinsky, and I'm staying on my former statement about that.
And neither was convicted by the Senate. So what's this mean for Wisconsin and the rest of us as the recall plays out and buckets of money slosh around the state? It could be history in the making for the whole country as the third total recall ever to take place. Although today's result is not likely to settle the political score.
That's historian Ken Davis, author of the Don't Know Much About History series.